Good evening. So tonight we are going to learn about Shabbos, but in order to get to where we need to, we really need to see the sugya in Brachos. So let's see the Gemara in Brachos 27b. Happens to you, this is a great perek. If you never learn Brachos, the fourth perek is all the davening. Times of davening, it's insights of davening. So we're going to go to the two dots. Now, where are the two dots you want to see? You see where the thin lines end? So one, two lines before the thin lines end, and we get to the middle lines, the middle fat lines. That's where it starts. So Omer Rechia Bar Abin, right? So Rechia Bar Abin says as follows.
What's the first word in the Shuvah?
Omer Rabbi.
On the Shuvah, it's Paru.
Rechia Bar Abin, Rav, Tzali, Shlosh Shabbos, Berav Shabbos. So Rav Davin, the Shabbos davening. Now Shabbos davening doesn't mean Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is a few hundred years old. So we would say he daven Myriv of Shabbos while it was still Erev Shabbos. In other words, while it was still day. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Maitzei Shabbos. This is a bigger Kiddush. Rabbi Yoshia davened the Myriv of Motzei Shabbos while it was still Halachically Shabbos. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Berav Shabbos. Rav Davin of Shabbos during Erev Shabbos. Oymer Kedusha Al HaKais. When Rav went ahead and brought in Shabbos early and Davin Mairiv of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. And last week we discussed the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. But Lemaisa, remember we discussed it, could you make Kiddush? The Gemara has the Gasha. Oymer Kedusha Al HaKais. Did he make Kiddush on HaKos? Or Enema Kiddush on HaKos? Did he not make Kiddush on HaKos? Tashma, come here. De'am Rav Nachman. Said Rav Nachman, the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel. Where are they both Rosh Yeshivas? And which Yeshiva?
Nardiya.
Psh, mama, she sits close. It's Nardah, right? Nardiya. So, that's the Nardah Rosh Yeshivas. Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Ve'er Shabbos. You can daven Shabbos davening, Ma'ariv, while it's still Erev Shabbos. And we of course learned that it has to be after plug. And as we discussed last week, Kedusha HaKosh is a bigger Kiddush. You're bringing in the Kedusha to Shabbos, which we discussed last week, right? It actually is the next day, even though it's still, and how that works. And halacha is like this. Halacha is like Rav, and halacha is like Shmuel. You can daven Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Now you can daven Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. You can mach Kiddush. Can make Kiddush alakais on a cup of wine. So it's going to say Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Moitzi Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia Davin Moitzi Shabbos Marev Bishabbos. While it's still Shabbos afternoon. Omer Havdalah Alakais. So Enomer Havdalah Alakais. Did he say Havdalah at that point? Now, just for the record, he is not talking about Boirei Amareish. Just Havdalah. Take away. Don't get any Havminas if they're doing Malacha on Shabbos or right? But could you make Havdalah or not? Hashma, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says Rav Yehuda. Where's Yehuda? Rav Yehuda, the Rosh Yeshiva. Judge. Marish, unbelievable! The founding Rosh Yeshiva. You guys are Eloi Yeshiva people over here. The founding Rosh Yeshiva. Two for two tonight. It's a good night so far. The founding Rosh Yeshiva of Pumbedisa was Rav Yehuda Ben Pedas, a student really of Rav, but also Shmuel. So he says, Mespal Adam. Shal Maitzei Shabbos b'Shabbos, a person could go ahead and say Moshe b'Shabbos. Yom Rav Dala Kais. Om Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Asi, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Om Rabbi Chanina, Om Rav, Bitzad, Omudze. So he said as a Maitzei by this pillar, his Spalel, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel the son of Rabbi Yosi ben Chalaf, there was a student of Rabbi Kiva. He's, you bring a mice. They've ever seen you don't get like Bnei Brak. What's the Chazon Ish did this? It's like that's nothing more needs to be said. This is the Chazon Ish. I saw him daven Ma'ariv like this. Halacha Psuka. Now, so he says, there's a big Shmuel Rabbi Yosi daven right over here. Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. He davened the Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. Now you're gonna know. The Gemara says you can never pask on a Maisa. Gemara Baba Basra. So there's two reasons. One is because you don't know there could be some circumstance why they did it in that particular case, which you're not aware of, just by saying something. You know, that's the famous story of Moshe Feinstein, where he picked up the milk container, and they put it down, and all of a sudden, like, the rumor went out that milk Moshe doesn't hold of, and people stopped buying the milk. And the owner called Moshe and said, Rebbe, what did I do that you don't buy my milk? The kashrus. Moshe says, what are you talking about? He says, 2 days ago at a bris, you picked up my milk for your coffee, you put it down, everyone says, I don't want to use my milk. The container is empty. You know, like, you can't bring a ride. And Moshe doesn't hold his milk. So that's delicate. Closer thing. You don't know. So look at this story. But not only don't you know why they do things, sometimes people say the story over wrong. Here's the Gemara. So look at the office, like telephone. It says, Ki Atsu Ula. Now, Atsu Ula, now Ula and Rabbi Zera, by the way, were called Nachisim. They used to go from Babylonia to Eretz Yisrael and back and forth. There were certain people, like Rabbi Zera, and like Ula, that went back and forth. So Ki'asa means when Ula came from Israel to Babylonia, Ki'asa, when he came, because Ula was going back and forth, there's telling a story that happened in Israel, right? This is before Google or Yahoo, right? Before, Smiley book, right? At the end of the day, they had no... So telling a story, so he says, Ula came, so nobody got the story all wrong. It was by a date tree. It wasn't by a pillar. It wasn't Mishmal Rabbi Yosi. It was his brother, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi Hava. And it wasn't Shal Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos. It was Motei Shabbos, Shabbos. Right? So that's also wrong. But the point is that they did this. Says Taisvis, important Taisvis. Important lest the person learns Gemara incorrectly as far as Motei Shabbos, Shabbos. Yesh Loimar. How would you daven Ma'ariv while still halachically Shabbos? And not only do I have Ma'amek Havdolo, no, Havdolo with a coast, not with the fire. It was, he had to do a mitzvah Motzei Shabbos. Could go on Laleches Lamul Tinuk, right? He had to go do a mila. Now, obviously, Chalila V'chas to do a bris mila by night. But this is before trains, planes, and automobiles. So if you had to do a bris, you had to get to the bris. Bris Sunday morning. You're a Mayal living in Israel, and you're in Sfat, you know, under the bristles, and by Akko, right? You had to go on your camel, right? You got to get through the marauders, and you got to get there. Time is of essence. So you daven Ma'ariv early to get there. Remember, Yehuda Elimelech was a Mashkiach. Yeah, maybe you had to do Yishlodin, right? Maybe. So,
so concerned, Rabbi, that we weren't thinking that maybe he did the Eish when he did Havdalah, which would have been a Malacha,
right.
But here he's riding a horse.
No, listen, you're too quick. If he starts walking to get to his place, he won't have Yain to do Havdalah there, right? So, if he doesn't act him, so he's going to start walking. You're allowed to start walking on Shabbos to get to Motzei Shabbos for a mitzvah. He's going to go all the way to the Tchum.
Yeah,
right? He's not going on a horse, his camel's going to be farther down somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's not on the camel yet. But he needs to get out of the place to start walking to get to the place all the way down. That's a 2-hour walk to the camel.
Walk 2,000
miles. Yeah. Yeah, he's not going up, but he needs to get out of there. He's not going to have wine to do Havdalah. So he's going to make Havdalah now, even though it's still Shabbos. It's after Plag. It's like Daven Ma'ariv already. So the minute Shabbos is over, he can get onto that camel or donkey or horsey or pony, wherever he's going.
Doesn't he have to do anything at that point?
Can't do anything. All he does is Daven Ma'ariv.
No, I mean, but when Shabbos actually ends and he wants to go onto his camel, does he have to do anything at all? I mean, does he have to do the...
Oh, Havdalah. I mean, he should do the candle and the besamim. But his point is here, he's not going to have wine where he is. Wine. And he has to get there. It's a mitzvah. I got to keep everything in perspective here. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't break out. It's the araisa chalila to break. You have to even now. You have to go to the tam. You have to add on. Aval bechinamo. Certainly, you should not do this daven motzei Shabbos on Shabbos and make havdalah for no reason. It's only in a particular tzairich, right? For a real need that you're able to do this. Upshita shalaman lahavdil. And certainly, if you're dying Marv, to go ahead and daven or make Havdalah, but Shabbos, to come Malacha, Asr M'chashecha. So, anyways, you can't do Malacha till Chashecha, till it's Tzeis. You can't do Malacha till it's dark, right? So, it's only a question of making Havdalah here, and then this guy's going to go walking somewhere. But the point is, you can go ahead and do that. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Tosefta is necessary.
For davening Marv and Havdalah, right? Even though you can't do Malacha, because that's Deraisa. Mm-hmm. Right. But what the important thing of this Gemara, which is, we're not talking about Motzei Shabbos and Shabbos, we're talking about accepting Shabbos. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says as follows, that both Rav and Shul say, not only could you daven, you can make Kiddush. Now, davening and Kiddush seem to say, how are you accepting Shabbos? Are you lighting candles to bring in Shabbos? You're davening, and that seems to be the way you're bringing in Shabbos, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Rav Tzali, Shul, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Ritva says this explicitly. Says the Ritva. Who's the Ritva? Open forum today. We're 2 for 2, and I want to kill it over here. I'm really excited. Who's the Ritva? Ritva. Where's the magic book? The Ritva of Yoyim Toiv Alishveli was a student of the Rajba and a student of the Ra'ah, and he lived in Spain, okay? In the very late 13th century, right? So the Ritva, we learn in yeshivas, yeah, the Beis Ritvas, the Masada of Kukm Ritvas are the best Ritvas, right? But we have a Ritva, it also has all the words. So the Ritva says as follows. He's talking about a Gemara that we saw only a couple weeks ago on Shabbos, Lamed Hayim Beis, talking about Tosefta Shabbos over there, right? We learned the whole thing about it, the six Tekiyas back and forth, they blow this, right? So it says the Ritva in the middle of this thing that we remember the amount of time it would take the last tekiyah, the amount of time it would take to roast the amount of time it would take to roast a small fish, and then the Shabbos. And you can't do anything. But you can light, and they had some time after lighting. That's when we got to the whole discussion is when are you mekabel Shabbos? So the Ritva says Shmi'inan d'mishum. Right? When you're malik near Shabbos, you're not aser and asiyas malacha. Now we learned, right? What did we learn? We learned it's a machlokes rishonim, the Bahag. If you remember, Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yud, Bahag said the Balak Skedos came in shehidlik near Shal Shabbos. Once he light the Shabbos candles, Chalav Shabbos is Malacha. It's Shabbos. And that's Malacha. And the Machaber said, and the Rama reiterated, this is the minhag of all Nashei Yisrael. When women light candles, the Mekabel Shabbos. Nothing question with davening or anything. The Bahag held its lighting. Many Rishonim argued on the Bahag. Right, we saw the Mordechai and the Rosh, they all discussed, not like the Bahag. They learned like the Ritva, that it's not lighting candles, it's davening, right? We said that, but women took on the Bahag. Not a woman, the Mishnah said at the time, that even if a man lights, he should have in mind, ideally it is not Makabel Shabbos. It should be Mahasana, it's not Makabel Shabbos, when a man lights. If you're married, you don't light. But if a man would actually light, it's a shayla that a Bahag may have held. We discussed this machlokes in the Bahag is near Mekabel Shabbos. So the Bahag held nothing to do with this but lighting. So the Ritva, when we learned this Gemara, it was for that, right? The Ritva saying, like the Mordechai, like the Rosh, and like others, the lighting, you see from this Gemara here, that lighting and not Mekabel Shabbos. Shari, and this is the halacha, says the Ritva. You're not Makabel Shabbos when you light. Now, we get our ladies call Neshei Klal Yisrael or Makabel Shabbos by lighting. That's a halacha psuka. I mean, we discuss, could you make a t'nai? Under what conditions? Right? Because really, other Rishonim don't like the Bahag. Fine, you can review that class. But call Neshei Klal Yisrael, don't go like this Ritva. But says the Ritva, you see from this Gemara, this is how the Rosh and the Mordechai always learned that it's not lighting. So how do you Makabel Shabbos is a Ritva? V'chemedin sharing ain kedusha Shabbos chala olav. So when does Shabbos come? it's either me'ela, it comes automatically by benesh rosh. So if you don't do anything, comes nighttime, Shabbos kommt. Shabbos is here. You don't say a word. You know, you don't get the, you may not get the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos of adding on to Shabbos, but it's Shabbos. My kids like song. It's Shabbos now. Right? I think it's Regesh, one of these bands. It's Shabbos now. The night is Shkia, Ben Hashmashas, it's Shabbos now. Or, listen to what this says. Oh, Kishia Kadshena Lahoisif Olav. When you sanctify it to add on, i.e., do Tosefa Shabbos, how do you do that? Bitzfila. In davening. In davening. Oh, Bekiddush Hayom. Or when you make Kiddush, right? Let's say you make Kiddush first. There, I think Yuval does this. Friday nights, today they have Kabbalah Shabbos, right? But Friday night in the summer, he comes for the early mincha, goes home, says Kabbalah Shabbos, eats his meal, and comes for the late Ma'ariv. Right? So imagine you could do that in the time of the Gemara. There's no Kabbalah Shabbos. He would have went home, Da'amincha. He would have went home, made Kiddush, the Kabbalah Shabbos in his Kiddush, eat his meal, and then come for late Ma'ariv. And that's luckily okay. Some people don't like a Kabbalah, but it's for sure luckily okay to do that. In the summer, there's a 2.5 hour gap, 2 hour gap between the time we start Mincha in the first minyan and do Ma'ariv in the second minyan. He lives down the block. It's not a big deal for me. Wants to get his kids to sleep. So he comes one, eats his meal, and then comes for the late Ma'ariv. Totally fine. So, in theory, by the way, says the Ritva, you can Kiddush can bring in Shabbos. Like, we're not used to that because you usually, no one in the winter is doing that, right? We go home, we daven Mincha Ma'ariv, go home, eat the meal. But technically speaking, of course, you can make Kiddush in Mekabel Shabbos. Okay. There's another Ritva, and he actually says to see that Ritva here.
What about the not eating before Kiddush Ma'ariv?
So it's before Shkia. It's no Gezerah.
Yeah, even
no,
more so.
No. Well, you'll chazer brachas. The Gezerah of not eating before Kriya Shema is a half hour before Zman Kriya Shema. Zman Kriya Shema. This is not even Machlokes Vilna Goyen or Bein Otam. Nothing. According to everyone, Zman Kriya Shema. Actually, I should say one thing. Everyone that says a chochavim, is it 50 minutes or 72 minutes? As machlokes. So if you're a bit of time, it's 42 minutes after shkia is the time you can't wash. If you hold like the Vilna Goyins, you're talking about you have plenty of time to get home and wash. He's washing way before any time.
Example,
a person would eat before shkia. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's okay. way before shkia. Okay. We dive in mincha before plag, okay. Early Shabbos, before plag. It's about an hour and a half before Shkia. We have Mincha. He daven Kabbalah Shabbos. Rabbi doesn't speak between. It's chip chop. Okay. It's not the. He's washing way before Shkia. No problems. Okay. Says the Ritva Erevin. Now this is actually very important. Rabbi Yisai, it's good you came today. You know why? You're not gonna learn the laws of Shabbos. You'll learn the laws of fasting tonight. You know, on the laws of how you fast, right? Because what's the source of Tosefa Shabbos? What did we say it was?
Yom Kippur.
So we got so it, this is very nogea. Says the Ritva in Maseches Erevin. Who's Ritva again? What's his name? Yom Tov Al Shvili, right? Student of the Rajba. Says the Ritva. It's talking about a couple of things. He says, "Pirish v'dafka the Kabbalik Kshamar Zman." When you're accepting, when you say the Zman. What's the Zman? Shechianu v'kiyman. When do we say Shechianu Yom Kippur? By the way, during Kol Nidre, when the Chaz is up there, then you're Mekabel Kedushas Yom Kippur. Actually, we say that when Mekabel Kedushas Yom Kippur. Some people say it earlier in the Tefillah Zaka, and they'll tell you if you're going to say this in Zaka. Some people aren't here. I can tell you when I say Zaka, the shul's empty. I'm always, maybe they start to say something. You think people are on yeshiva, people are at Yom Kippur way early, saying Zaka, which is an important thing to say, But in Zaka, you can actually makabal the fast. There's actually a line where you're makabal the fast into the Zaka. So, says the Ritva, you mean makabal by Shechianu. V'dumya, the Uvda Rabbi, the Amalek Imba, by Rabbi, who was Makabel Shabbos, he's Makabel Shabbos in Tefillah. Fine. But he says, but Amira, this was very important. But he says, if you just say, I'm accepting accepting it, that doesn't work. You have to actually daven. According to the Ritva, here he said, either daven or Kiddush. I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. I'm a Kabbal the fast. Maybe that doesn't work. You have to actually, Hesed Shechianu, daven Ma'ariv. Right? Maybe today, say Boi B'Shalom at the end of Lechodadi. At the end of Lechodadi, we say Boi B'Shalom at the Kabbal Shabbos according to some opinions. Or Mizr Shalom Shabbos according to other opinions. Says the Ritva, even though you go ahead and you eat your suda on Erev Yom HaKippurim, the efsik ba'adaitel lo mechel. Right, you eat your suda mafsekes. You ate chicken and rice, and they washed kedabai, and you ate a gushmak meal, and you drank. And then you come to shul, and you want to drink. Now, it's really, there's a shiloh of when you're accepting the fast. That's what the Gemara is talking about here and a couple other places. Right, maybe usually say by Shulam Asaka, maybe Makabla fast when you're done. You accept the fast of Kippur. It says, let's say, stop eating, right, and you have a mind to not eat or drink anymore. Nevertheless, you still can go eat and drink, right? Teda, taki amar zman, kvar hifsik malacho. Where you say Shechianu, then you can't eat and drink. But if you don't say Shechianu, then you can go in and drink, right? Even though you thought to yourself, that I'm accepting the fast, this is it. Suda Mafsekis is over. I'm accepting the fast, right? No, he says the Ritva's opinion is that even though you thought that, you come to shul, you want to drink some more, go ahead and drink. As long as you didn't say Shechianu v'Kimanu, right? You are not accepting the fast. Then he says v'chen hu bepirish Yerushalmi. It's also Yerushalmi, and a Medrash in Eicha, Rabasi. There's a Medrash in Eicha Rabasi. Damrin Hasa Behuda ben Beser. Behuda ben Beser lived at the beginning of the 2nd century. He was one of the Gedolei Ha'olam. Right? He's Azlan Netzivan. Netzivan is where ISIS is today. It's northern Iraq. It's like literally, it's like it was out of the way. It's like northern Iraq nearest to the Syrian border. So what, he was going to Netziv, and that's where he lived. He lived in the time of, actually, since the beginning of the 2nd century, he's been in the 1st century, time of the Beis HaMikdash, still. Be'erv Tzuma Rabba, or the Erv Tzoyma Rabba, i.e. Yom Kippur. Amar Asa Reish Kanish to Zimne. So the Reish Kalush of the Egzlok invited him to come, eat. Amar Kra Ach Leo Paski, so Rabbi Huda Beseri said to him, I already ate. I already ate. I'm like ishkach alai to lo yemer anshi the Yehuda lo ashkach alai. Azim va'achav and ko'agol va'agol chaperu mikol chavas. So he went and ate and drank the whole time. So he says you can see from there you're on makabla fast. He told come and eat and drink. He said already stop. No, he said come and eat anyways. The Rosh Klusha asked him to come, and Yehuda v'Mizera went and ate and drank. He was gavol ador. He went and ate and drank. He was full, but he went anyways. He wasn't worried about the Kabbalah fast, in other words. That's what the Medrash seems to say. The Rambam says explicitly not this way. So, again, according to the Ritva, two things. First of all, you're Makabel Shabbos, Bekiddush, or Batfila, like the Gemara said in Brachas. Not by Halakas Neris, like the Bahag says. Right, and not only Mekabel, but Kiddush or Betfilah, according to the Ritva, just thinking it, right, maybe even just saying it, is not enough. For sure thinking it, according to the Ritva. And he said, brings it right from Hilchos Yom Kippurim that way. The Yisrael Yom Kippur, you finish the Mafsekis, right, at the end of the Yom Kippurim, and you decide to, maybe you Mekabel it, and you decide that I'm not going to eat and drink anymore, Mekabel Yom Kippur. You can change your mind, even though you thought to yourself, "I'm not going to eat and drink." Go ahead, change your mind, and go ahead and eat and drink. That's what it holds. Right? That it holds it. It's not a problem. It brings a riot from Yerushalmi, and it's Eichar Abasi by Yehuda ben Misero. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam, in the laws of Tainis, look at Tainis. Zok the Rambam. The Rambam says, "As I'm going to just be the pertinent, the germane part." The whole Tainis. He's talking about really Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av for our sake. She'oichlin ba mi ba'oid yom. Right, the only two fasts start at night. Right, everyone's other fast starts in the morning. So he's talking about fasts that start at night, i.e. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So if you eat during the day, upasak v'gamar shaloi lechol, you stop eating and you decide I'm done. You think about ain ochayz of oichel. You're not allowed to go back and eat. You finish with my second and every Yom Kippur or every Tisha B'Av, and you say that's it. You can't even take a drink. You know people here eat sitting right before Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. It's totally fine. Gulping down water, trying to get in liquid. Last can't do that. If you decided that I'm a Kabbal the fast, you can't go back and eat and drink. You didn't daven Ma'ariv on Yom Kippur. You didn't say Shechianu Viki Ma'ariv Viki Zanetzvah. You finish your Shuas Masek. You're not even driving the Shul. You thought to yourself, the fast starts. The fast starts. Just thinking that way, you're not going to drink anymore at the end of the meal. Says the Rambam.
Is there a distinction between the starting fast and the refraining from doing Malta?
Yeah. Yes. So, the Magen Mishnah. Who's the Magen Mishnah? Shmuel. Such a good question you ask. Who's the Magen Mishnah?
Vidal from Toulouse.
Oh, yeah, the Mamashah Chaver Toiv saves you. Vidal from Toulouse. Right? Chaver of Iran. Right? It's the Magen Mishnah, who's one of the foremost commentaries on the Rambam. So, the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam says, we have a problem, by the way. The Rambam goes against the Medrash, right? Didn't we just read a medrash that said explicitly that Rabbi Huda the Mesera went ahead and ate and drank after his place to eating? Rambam has to shtim with the medrash. Ritzva had a good roof. Ritzva brought a medrash. Talmud Yerushalmi. You don't discriminate against Israelis, right? Even though it wasn't a bubble. Talmud Yerushalmi. Where is the Rambam coming? That if you think to yourself, I'm a Kabbalah fast, that you're a Kabbalah fast. Says the Ritva, the Magen Mishnah, excuse me, on the Rambam. If you eat and stop, and you decide not to eat, you can't eat after to drink. If you decide not to eat, if you don't decide not to eat. It's only if you decide at the end of the meal you've accepted the fast. But if you didn't decide that, Eino Osir, Vagamar Azehu Kabbalah Satinus, Shehiz Kiru Bahalachas. And this Gemira is the acceptance of the fast. Just thinking to yourself. Now, by the way, this, what's going to be pertinent is do you think to yourself, I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos? I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos. Does that work? And that's what we're trying to get to. It's this doubt that a couple of shops and your wife asks you to do something, like you could do it, right? You know, you realize you didn't turn off the light, whatever it may be. Are you Makabal Shabbos? The point of the ritual seems to say you have to daven or to kiddush, something like that. So the Magen Mishnah says when the Amazing is Gummer, you decide. He says, Vieshim, Achronim, there are those Achronim. Now the Magen Mishnah, when he quotes an Achron, he's living in the 13th century. You know, actually the early 14th. You know, his Achronim, he's talking about the later Rishonim. So there are Rishonim, i.e., even if you stop eating and you don't want to eat, the Magen Mishnah was a generation after the Ritva, right? A generation after the Ritva, and the Magen Mishnah was also in Aspania. So he brings us the same. They bring a raya from the marriage in the Eichar Abasi to be Huda Meseira. As Acha Sha'acha, Pasuk Erev Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Huda had eaten and decided on Erev Yom Kippurim not to eat and drink anymore. He went ahead and ate and drank when the Reish Galus invited him to his house. And of course, he was not going to do anything which is wrong. So they bring a raya from that. For Ani Oimer, and it says the Magen Mishnah, I'm going to tell you what the Rambam, and therefore the Rif, the Halachas mean. For Ani Oimer, Shim Kavonat Halachas Rabbeinu B'Shekalo B'Ferish, V'Hoitzi B'Svasov, Shlo Yoicha Od Hayom, V'kalav Tanis Eimin HaMedrash HaZeh Tshuva Aleim. So the Magen Mishnah wants to say that what the Rambam's talking about is Gamar. It's not just that you thought to yourself in your heart. The Rambam's talking about your Gamar, that you actually articulated it. I'm a Kabbal Yom Kippur. Tefillah Zaka. You go to Tefillah Zaka, you know, you look at the Tefillah Zaka, you look at your Machzor, the first thing your Machzor, by the way, Yom Kippur Machzor, you have, this is the way it goes, it has Kaparis, starts. then you have sometimes your Erev Tachumen or Erev Tavshilin, wherever you are, right? Not Erev Tavshilin, Erev Teres, whatever, because of Shabbos, halachas apply to Yom HaKippur. And then you have Mincha, or your Mincha first, with a long Vidoy. Then, before Kol Nidre, is Tefillah Zakah. You look at Tefillah Zakah. Tefillah Zakah, you have Mekabel Lefes. So that says the Magimish. The Rambam is talking about when you're Mekabel Lefes, when you actually say, I am Mekabel the fast of Yom Kippur. Or the Malachas of Yom Kippur, maybe even, if you want to do that. That's what you do in Tefillah Zakah. And the Medrash. The Medrash is talking, even Messiah just talked to himself. And then he decided he wants to, he didn't say it. He didn't articulate it. He just said to himself, he mentally had decided that he was not going to eat and drink anymore. And that's what the Medrash is talking about. When he changed his mind, he would eat and drink. But if you would have, said it, he wouldn't have been drinking. The Rambam was talking about Shigamar Belibo. He didn't say the Gamar Belibo. He says the Gamar in the Rambam says the Magen Mishnah is talking about, actually said that he's accepting the fast. Yes?
Is Kabbalah Satanis considered a nether or not?
It's Kabbalah Satanis.
Considered a nether. Does it fall into...
Hold your question. But I liked the way you said no. Because you asked such a good question, who's the Geis Maimonis?
The commentaries in the Rambam.
That's that. Who's the Geis Maimonis? So if the Magi Mishnah was in Spain, the Geis Maimonis was in Germany. The Geis Maimonis, which is on the bottom of the Rambam, was actually murdered. He was killed in 1291 in the Rheinfleisch pogroms, riots. He was a contemporary of the Rosh and the Mordechai. And the Shari Dura, they're all learned together by the Maharami Rutenberg. So the Hagayis Magnus argues with the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah said, he explained the Rambam, according to everybody, you cannot accept the fast in your heart. Yeah, you do not accept. But therefore, by the way, we'll see the same thing by Shabbos. You just accomplish Shabbos. Doesn't work. Right? But by the way, it's very important for us because we have a mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos, right? We gotta accept Shabbos on ourselves. It says the Hagayis Maimonis, quotes the Rambam. Then he says, "V'kach paskina the Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, the Rif paskins that way." Dulo kedivri goyin, not the word that when the goyinim who said not that way. Aval Taisvus, pasku shiyucha lachser v'lecho. By the way, the Hagayis Maimonis usually passes like Taisvus for the record. You'll learn the guy's honesty. He's a German sage. He's Talmud Rambam Bruderich. He's usually poskening like Tosfos. So he quote, but here, he's a Tosfos says, not like Talmud. Tosfos says, if you've finished your meal and you want to go back and eat and drink, like the Medrash, you can go ahead and eat and drink. They came perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Chankis Alfashi Pasach HaGoyim. The Rif said the Goyim, which probably Rav Haigon held that way. And they bring, what's all the proof of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Haigon? Their raya is the same raya that the Ritva brought hundreds of years later in a raya from Eich Rabbase, hundreds of years after Rav Haigon. So he says that we see that the Rav Yehuda ben Beser ate. Amnam Maharam, his Rebbe, the Maharami Rutenberg, Kosev in book Per Kol Maravin, the Einir Lo Raya, Kol Maravin is the same word in Erevin. Don't bring a Raya. Shezeh HaMaisa. So he, how does, what does the Maram say? Behudah Miser went ahead and ate after he had his meal. That was, he ate in the morning. Right? He ate in the morning, like a like, big Suda, 11 a.m. And he decided that was it. Right? Pir should be eat Dim Tamal Be Erev Haya. Because if it was a night afternoon, it was a Suda Mavsekis that we had the Suda Mavsekis. V'kama pasak niskavet shalecho hayom oid, right? Imken haya toifes iser b'davar shalo lach shalecho v'eich chazer achal. He says it can't be. It's after once you accept it, it's accepted. There's no, and therefore the Hagayis Maimonis holds that you don't have a raya from the top from the medrash, right? And if you are not like the Magid Mishnah understood that, so the Rambam. Because the Rambam is talking about your Gamar Belibo, and that's enough. The story of Rehudah ben Beseira, that was something that he, in the morning, and he celebrated exclusively in the day. Right? But not if it be in the afternoon. Your Gamar Belibo to accept the fast, it's fast time. Okay? That's the way they Magi Mishnah and the Hagayis Mamas explain the Rambam. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch actually has it in two places. It talks about the same thing. It's in Vav. One in Hilchos Yom Kippurim and one in Tisha B'Av. So why we should all know this. What do we do after a Siddur Matzek? Is it a fast time or not? It's very important, by the way. Very important. Says the Shulchan Aruch. We'll do the one, I could do it either place, but the one in Tisha B'Av is actually marked on both, but the one in Tisha B'Av is a little bit more verbose. Says the Mechaber, it says Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. Afal pi she'ochal Sudam Afsakis. You know, you ate the Sudam Afsakis. Right? Mutter lachsor velechol. You can go ahead and after Sudam Afsakis get some drink. Most people don't want to eat after Sudam Afsakis, they drink. They want to get, you know, some water. Some people need their coffee. I, by the way, like, one of the last things I always do is get a coffee because I'm a great faster. Chazda Hashem is Baruch. I am a terrible coffee withdrawal. You know, it's like, I don't think about the fast. All I think is my headache. You know, it doesn't really, you know, like, so I learned to have a coffee in the day. Helps take away a lot of that, right? So you can go ahead. I can't make some of my coffee. Great. You know, fantastic. You know, water, fantastic. No problem. Ali Imken says the Mechaber, Kibbol love beferish. Unless you accept it beferish, Shlo lechel ad hayom. You shouldn't eat the rest of the day. If you accept it beferish, then you can't even eat and drink afterwards. Right? It's nothing to do with malacha, nothing to do with Yom Kippur. When does the fast start? When does Tisha B'Av start? If you make Kabbalah. Because I'm the Hilchos Tanis, I'm not the Hilchos Yom Kippur. Right? Beferish. Says the Ramah, the Kabbalah believe. A Kabbalah believe is ain't a Kabbalah. Just thinking about I'm accepting the fast, that's not a Kabbalah. Ella tzarech lotziu b'sfasov. But you have to, unless you go ahead and you accept it with your lips. So it seems to say, not like the Rambam's, not like the Gaon of Vilna, clearly, right? That the only time you could accept your, the Mechaber, the Rambam says something in the Hilchos Yom Kippurim. If you mekabel the fast at Sudam Afsakis, it's the fast, but it's a Kabbalah that you have to articulate. I'm accepting the fast. If you say those words, no more drinking, no more eating. It's fast time, my friends. You've accepted it with the peh.
Who's he going according to? Who's he going according to Rosh? Or who's he passing?
It was Magi Mishnah said that way. Okay. Right? That's how the Magi Mishnah said. That's how the everyone basically going like the Medrash is saying that way, in general. Okay. Right?
So the Rebbe would be saying 8 in the afternoon,
not in the
morning.
Right, exactly. Not in the morning. Now, that's the Mepir, the Mechaber, the Ramah. Kommt the Bach. Bach. Shmuel. Mamash a proud Polish Yid. Who's the Bach?
A Polish sage.
Was he Chassidish? Not at all. But before the Baal Shem Tov. Bach. The Bais Chodesh. The circus. The old circus. Was the Rav where? Krakow. Right. Bach is there are two main commentaries on the Torah. The Beis Yosef is of Cairo and the Bach. The Bach had a son-in-law. What was his son-in-law's name?
Shach.
Close. The Taz.
Taz
is his son-in-law. Says the Bach. Now the Bach is on Tafrei Shches, which is in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Because the same halacha is applicable to Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim. So the Bach is here. Says the Bach, the Haminag Ba'Maharil, the Maharil, of course, was Ramalan, who was the Gedolei Ashkenaz in the late 14th, early 15th century, he darshed to Mishahirsek Su'udaso, when you finish your meal, also the lechel, you finish Sudam Afsakis, that's when every Yom Kippur, the same lechel by Tisha B'Av, right? You can't eat and drink, even if it's still a daytime. You finish your Sudam Afsakis. You cannot eat or drink. That's my real, when he says darish, by Shabbos Shuva Drasha. You know, he used to darsh twice a year, Shabbos Shuva, and when's the next time he used to darsh? Shabbos Agadol by Pesach, that's why they have the special names. There's two times Rabbanim would darsh for the whole city. So Shabbos Shuva, he'd say, once you do the Sumo Sekis, it's a fast. That's what Maril would do. The Marshal, Shlomo Luria, who'll be in Krakow a little bit before the Bach, about 80 years before the Bach, said the Marshal, Avshikol Paiske, but if you go to the Ramat Synagogue, behind it. Tosis, I think Tosiyam was buried there. The box there. The Ramaz there. Mashal was not because he moved. Mashal was but had been in. I don't think Mashal is there from correctly. After call Paiskim Kosvu, Shiyachol Lachzer, Vilachol. Imlo Shekabel Tanis. Mashal says everyone says if you weren't Mekabel Tanis, you can go ahead and eat and drink after the Shema Sekis. V'chen Muchach Min Atamid Lehedya. He says Achein for Nagua Ambe Pafsekasam. The minhag of Klal, so when you have the Sudam Afsekis, is that that's the last eating and drinking. The Kabbal, a Tainus, but that Tayu. And if you, those are his words. They think about the Makabal, the fast, but that Tayu, the thoughts. And he says, they have a Ki'ilu Kabbalah Peh. And that, accepting it, is like the Kabbalah Peh. I'm eating, man, by the way, this is before air conditioning. You know, this is. This is before showers. These poor guys, they would come with the Sudam Afsekis. Right? And that's Kilo Peh. The Marshal says of that. The Chumar Yisrei, go ahead, Maril's darshening, that wants the Sudam Afsekis, you're accepted the fastest. You know why the Maril was saying that? Because people thought that and that they were Makabal. But that's a Chumar. Go ahead and say. Because people were thinking that the Makabal the fast, that the Makabal the fast, even though the measures is clear not that way, right? So Bach called the Maril, the Bach called the Marshal. Now the Bach has his own mouth and he's going to say, Venir Li, says the Bach, the Marshal calls it, the Marshal is saying, it's a Chumar Yisera. You know what the Marshal is saying, it's a Chumar Yisera, that when you're fat, when you finish your Sudam Afsekis, you accept the fast? He says, Vishad Toifis Iker, the Marshal's holding, that you need Kabbalah Sepeh. Like the Magen Mishnah says. That you need a Kabbalah Sepeh, like the Magen Mishnah says. Aval Bagayis Maimonis, by the way, Bagayis Maimonis, for your next quiz, is Remeir Ben Yekusiel, student of the Maram. Like the Gayis Maimonis said, not that way. Why? Marshal's in the world of the Magen Mishnah, you need a Kabbalah Sepeh. I accept the fast of Yom Kippur, I accept the fast of Tisha B'Av. And without that, right? That even the Rambam would say you're not Makabal the fast. But the Gnais Mamonis clearly said not that way. And now the Gnais Mamonis says that he quotes his Rebbe, the Maram, to Afbe Kabbalah B'Leif Sagi, even thinking about the fast, that's enough. Kevin Shaskavin Sholecha Yom, once you accept it, you're not going to eat and drink. Elam Ken Toifis Iker B'Davar, Shlo Lachser Lecha, Ech Yachser Lecha. He quotes the That's the Gnais Mamonis. Mamonis says in the Ilchus and Hilchus Yom Kippurim and Hilchus Tainus, the Aguda was a later German sage, student of the Shari Dura, Alexander Zuslan Hakayim says that Lachria, and he says you can be Doicha, the Raya of the Medrash, because maybe the Medrash told him he wasn't fully accepted upon himself, but if it would be Gamar Das, and then the Bach says. And the Rav, we passing like the Maram, and we should not be Mekel, and the Maril said that, not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach, the Machabi Ramah say, if Makabal Tainis Bepeh, says the Bach, not like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ramah. The Bach lived maybe 80 years after him, approximately. Okay, and he's saying, we don't passing like them. They pass. They're in the world of the Magen Mishnah. We what?
Kiddush.
Okay, here's we shot him this way. But look at says the Mishnah Brura. Says in two places, but I have Tisha open, so I'll say it over here. So the Ramah said the Kabbalah has to be, but not believe, but the pet, because Kabbalah didn't come out. On that says the Mishnah Brura. Mahabach Kosov, Dehavi Kabbalah, Vechen Hiskim Hagra. And the Gra holds the same way. And the Vilna Goyen holds the same way. The Otzer Az, and then he says, if you're Makabal, right? this is Halalach, this is the Mishabruah is bringing down. But Otzer Az, Kol Ma Shasu Tishabab, if you finish your Sudam Afsekis, and you are Mekabel B'das to start Tisha B'Av, the Bach and the Vilna Gaon, they're based on Rishonim, by the way. Gamar Daito, the Hagayis Maimonides says it, like the Rambam, like the Pashas in the Rambam, and the Rif, it's Rambam and Rif, by the way, right? That that you're mekabel all of Tisha B'Av at that point, except for wearing shoes. She says it's kila hisn beferish that you didn't have a mind to change your shoes until the fast, until closer to Shkia. The Mishabura says, if you weren't accepting in your heart, lahasnos, afilu belev, al shagamar medaito, you're not really, you're indecisive, you think to yourself, right? Enoklo, of course you can eat and drink, but he says explicitly that the best thing to do after Sunim of Sekis, mikomakam, the proper mode of action, says the Chavetz Chaim, is beferish, you should say, beper belev, when you bench your Sunim of Sekis and you're not accepting the fast. Since there are Achrayim and Rishayim who hold that you're mekabel the fast, right? You should have in mind or not. Certainly, if you're, unless you're, he's saying that to make sure you're not gabel, you're not gamer belibo. Okay, so far so good. Hold on. I want to get a little more in. The Ritva compared Shabbos and Tainus together. Same idea. Gamer Repeh, Gamer Belev. Is accepting Shabbos or Repeh, Belev. How do we say in Tosefa Shabbos? So we saw this. The Mechaber says in Simen, Reish, Samach Aleph, Se'ev Beis, Yesh Aymrim. Okay? That those who say, Shitzarech, and we pass on that, Lahoitzim Cholakosh, you have to add on Tosefa Shabbos. Right? Most Rishonim hold Tosefes Shabbos is Deraisa. So we saw the Ram holds it's Derabanan. Ram only holds Yom Kippur is Deraisa, and only Inui Yom Kippur is Deraisa. But you have to do Tosefes Shabbos, right? So the Machara says that you do it. How are you doing Tosefes Shabbos? Mishneh Berurah 21, right? Chaf Aleph, Reish Samach Aleph, Chaf Aleph, says the Chafetz Chaim, Ratzla, so you only Tosefes Shabbos? Listen to this. Every Shabbos, what are you going to do every Shabbos? Hain Al Dibor. You gotta say it. Tosefes Shabbos Dibor. Like we paskin, we do this by the fast. We're machmer. We're not machmer. We're mako, by the way. We even take a Dibor to mako. Certainly to by Shabbos. Dibor. You gotta be makal. I am makabel Shabbos. How you do Dibor? Shu makabel alav l'shem Tosefes Shabbos or Baruchosad. In Israel, in many places, the yeshivisha places. They say Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia. The worst places, and half these places in America, they daven Minchat 10 minutes before Shkia. People come and they go to the back coat room. They miss every single week to have Shabbos. Deraisa, according to most Rishonim. Or the daven Minchat to have Shabbos, which is not Geshmak. So he says to the Chavetz Chaim, either you're Mekabal to have Shabbos B'peh, B'dibor, you say I'm Mekabal Shabbos, right? Or you say Baruch, you're gonna daven. Aye, the imahani lazeh. Now you want to say, I'll get the tannis. Kabbalah believe. Does Kabbalah believe work the same? Kabbalah means you accept in your heart. You're not gonna, what does it mean accept in your heart? You don't say it. You finish davening mincha here. And you think to yourself, I'm not gonna do any more, I'm gonna turn on lights. Kabbalah, mean Kabbalah, you accept in your heart. It's Shabbos now. Go to Sefer Shabbos mitzvah. How many mitzvahs did we say to Mashiach last week? At least the minimum shita. It's 2 minutes. That's what we said last week. Well, the Yashiv agreed with him. She said 5 minutes. The Mr. Kratz was 10 minutes. So the Yerayim is 20 minutes, right? But 2 minutes before Shkia, that's at least, right? You come late, you can miss Tosef, right? So you gotta accept it. Either Baruch. What about you just think in your heart? Now, what? Let's say you're late. No, it's not your fault, right? You had stopped in Hatzal Kolohed. My father showed what did in his life. Right, you're coming to the Yom Kippur Shabbos, and I get that in Daven Mincha yet. So maybe could you accept Shabbos? We discussed lighting candles Daven Mincha, very big problem, very big problem. Why is that a problem? Because with Shabbos you can't Daven Mincha for Friday, right? Not push it. But let's say, forgetting that child, I don't want to get to that right now. Even Balevs, he says, see the laws of Yom Kippur. If Kabbalah Belev works, right? Some say yes, some say no, right? Some say yes. The Chofetz Chaim says you should say it explicitly or daven, right? Like actually, like the Gemara Rav Tzali Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, like the Ritva says, you have to do it with either kiddush or davening. It's not enough just to say it. And then he says, by the way, women are mekabel Shabbos when they light. I Gemara Kala Shabbos when they like. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you got to go ahead and do a bedibur. The Shlomo Zalman Arbach, which means Shabbos Kol Chasam. So he says, of course you got to do a bedibur. Of course you got to do it. You got to say Mekabel Shabbos without doing tefillah. He says, but you can rely on, you know, bedieved more that if you're Pirish Malacha, you don't say it, right? You don't say it explicitly, but you have in mind that at Shabbos, I'm not going to go ahead and do it. Like the other Rishayim, that should be also be enough. You see by a fast, not as a pasha, that works. That's also something that works. It's the same on this. Is just like, do you accept the fast of Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av? The real shot is Kabbalah Belev. Is that a Kabbalah? Right? Does a Kabbalah Belev, is that a Kabbalah or not? Right? Does that mean that you're, just like if a Kabbalah Belev, if it works Yom Kippur, for Tisha B'Av, it works for Shabbos. And if it doesn't, you need to say it, same thing. So the Mishnah Berurah said, see Tafresh Chatz, which to Shiloh. The Bach certainly holds Kabbalah Belev as a Kabbalah, so much so the Bach and the Vilna Gaon held. You finish your Sugam of Sekis, and most people have in mind to take the fast. The fast has started, my friends. And then the Chavetz Chaim was Choshev for them, right? Even though they're arguing on the Mechaber the Ramah. By the way, certainly if you're doing some of Sekis and you're being make up a Kabbalah Belev, you better be machmer by Shabbos to say that I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos, right? You know what I mean? Shabbos is chomer, right? You know you so Rav Yashiv also holds that really you should do Tosefish Shabbos Bepet. So Lamais, at the end of the day, really the proper method halacha Lamaisa is certainly, so you read Davin here 20 minutes before, right? Actually, I can't. That's one thing I switched is 15 minutes. I switched to 20 minutes for this reason. Usher for this reason. How in the world, if you Davin 15 minutes before Shkia, happens to be there's no Tachanin. But you know and I know people come late. And you know and I know people Davin long. I'm one of the people from Davin long, right? You know, if you want to come to Sefer Shabbos, Minister of the Minotaira. We learned this. You need at least 2 minutes to accept it. And really, how do you accept Tosefta Shabbos? Prepare. Right? The Ritva said, when it comes, it's been a shmashas, when it's shkia time, according to the Vilna Gaon, happens with or without you. Right? It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos now. We don't need your help anymore. You want to make Tosefta Shabbos, you better say it. Or Davin. So in the Mir Yeshiva, Davin Kabbalah Shabbos. In the summer, no problem, by the way. Summer, early Shabbos, anyone Davin early Shabbos? Not a problem. Early Shabbos is for sure Tosefta Shabbos, and for sure you're Davin. But in the winter, in the spring, in the fall, when it's not summer, those other 8 months of the year, right, you better be Mekabel Shabbos, ideally the pair. And certainly, if you're coming late, you're coming a minute before Shkia, driving, you missed Tosefta Shabbos, you don't know Kabbalah Shabbos the pair. You have what to rely on to do believe. What to rely on. Personally, when I Davin, I'm looking at it, it's like 3 minutes left, 4 minutes left, and I didn't do it. I will Makabal Shabbos before Alina. In other words, you know, by Minchas Hashalot, or in Chazar Sashatz. If, you know, I thank God we don't have a problem here, but I was once in the shul, and it's like, I got there, and I didn't know this, it was in Brooklyn, actually, and they had Mincha 10 minutes before Shkia. I was like, I can't believe it. I was stuck there. I had to be there for a bar mitzvah, whatever it was. Kind of thing that night, to, you know, so, well, I mean, I daven speedy. I don't like davening speedy. I daven speedy. And I finish my Shmona Esrei before Kedusha. It's my Kabbalah Shabbos. I don't care. The Shri Yatsi, we can daven Mincha after my Kabbalah Shabbos makes a difference to me. Right? You gotta, I daven quick. Kabbalah Shabbos. The fact that the Shri Yatsi did Chazar Shabbos after Mincha, after my Kabbalah Shabbos means nothing. I answered Kedusha. You know, I said Aleinu, that's fine, but the problem is if you make Kabbalah Shabbos and then davening Mincha, that's not Gishmak. That's really problematic because it's their Shabbos, or it's Friday. You know, davening Mincha, it's the same problem with the woman lighting candles and davening Mincha, right? You can't really do it. Well, I wanted to bring Reb Shmuel asking, as did another, like, so I saw one nafgamina is not as much as in accepting the fast, but could you matter neder on Kabbalah Shabbos, on Tosefta Shabbos. Let's say you make Kabbalah Shabbos 45 minutes early. No, right. Tzaddik. Chavetz Chaim Yid. Kabbalah Shabbos 45 minutes early. All of a sudden, you realize you didn't do something very, very important. Very important! Could you matter nether on the Kabbalah Shabbos? Does that work? Now, we discussed last week, is it? So Levush says, this is a chiddush otzim, if you ask me, but Levush says it, that you can be matter nederet. Efshel kol lishol. Who's Lavush? Lavush was a student of the Marshal, also in the great city of Krakow. Says you can matter it. The Kafachayim says. Kaf Chaim was a great Sephardic sage. She was the Rebbe of the Ravad Yosef. Was a student of the Ben Yishai, of the Yishalayim. So the Kaf Chaim says that when could you be matir neder? It's really based on the Ritva a little bit, also on Kabbalah Shabbos. Is if you're makabalit bepeh, but if you davened Shmonesrei. Or you say kiddush or anything that you can't be matter neder on it. That's already you did a maisa right on it. That you can't do. And the Ritva actually said that the real kabbalah Shabbos has to be with tefillah, right? And according to Ritva, maybe even peh is not so geschmack. But that's one difference because according to the peh, according to the Chacham, in the sheet of the Levush, you can be matter neder, not according to tefillah. The Dagomar Vav, who's the Dagomar Vav? The Rav was a native of the Rav of Prague, Chatz Kalando, end of the 18th century. So I figure you all knew that. And the Dagom Rav says, it's nafgemina also that he holds if you make up by Hatzmana, if you didn't wrap something. Remember those days they didn't have fridges, they didn't have ovens, you know, you have to wrap something, you know, you have to do something. So he says, if you make up with Peba Alma, so you just you can be matter neder, but not by tefillah, because when the Gemara says Rav Tzali, Rav Davind, right Shabbos, but erev Shabbos, it's clear from the Gemara it's a Shabbos, right? That was his matter. He's mekadesh, he made kiddush. Pashat the Gemara said that he made kiddush. He made kiddush. Now doing something like that, it's a maisa brutal. And it's like the next day. We said last week that when you mekabel tosef a Shabbos, it's like the next day. It's mamash. You know, Akdei Kach, it's like the next day Mashiach, where we discussed Reb Chaim and other shittas about it. But what you see here is there's dargas on how the Tosafos Shabbos works. Because if you daven, right, according to the Bahag, you like candles for ladies, it's Mashiach the next day. Nothing you can do, right? And for our purposes, what we're talking about tonight, if you daven or say Kiddush, it's Kabbalah Shabbos, the Kol Shittas, it's Kabbalah. We're that's already a big chomer. We hold the mechot tzchaim holds agdei dibur from a kabbal Shabbos explicitly, if you articulate it just like by a fast. You really say almost every shita to get a fast. And kabbalah belev is a machlekes both by fasting and Shabbos itself. B'di'eved we see that some poskim can rely on kabbalah belev. Okay, you got a question, Judge? We'll hold here. Thank you.
So
the Rambam says you're makabel the fast. You're makabel the fast by when you bench in your suda. When your suda's over. So the Magen Mishnah, because there's this Medrash, wants to say the Rambam's only talking about when you set up a peh.
Right.
But the Haggai's Maimonides says the Rambam does not mean that. And he quotes the Maharam, Belev. The Maril also says that Belev is enough. So when it's Gamar Belibo, so the question is, so how do they learn that Medrash? So they said that the Medrash is talking about, Mesera ate a meal in the morning.
That's why he could...
And that, yeah. But if you were Mekabel, a pet later that day, no way,
but,
Jose.
Well, this is out of the scope of the shul, but if I have an employee that tells me, you know, it's midday, it's near Plag Mincha, I'm thinking of Shabbos, that's it, I can't do anything else. So, it's Shabbos? Can I accept that?
If he said, I'm sure he did apply to that too.
I mean, I would be the employee. I'm a good employee, but...
You could say you have some from employees. That's my ship in eternal.
Let's think I have employees. From employees and tell me...
Yeah, but...
Let me come, Shabbos time.
No, but if he actually will say, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, Shabbos for him. Right, oh, Shabbos for him. He says it. That means he can't do anything. He can't, like, candles, nothing. If you tell me you're going to fire him because of that, maybe he might do another recording. He just said it. Not going to say condition according to the Lush. But yeah, that's
can do it. 12:00. Okay.
So it's before actually doing any mice or bekabel bepe, this is Kabbalah Shabbos be gedra neder or not?
That's
Unless you do something, according to this lavash, the lavash makes this chilek.
Not everyone agrees with the lavash. I have a difficulty understanding. Lavash has it.
But also the limud from the Siddhas Masekas that we have is that the Bach and the
Maharam. The Bach goes like the Maharam. And our Grace Maimonides, and our Grace Maimonides also said, and the Maril also, the Maril.
It's also they have some mindset that everyone has in mind that after right. this Masekis immediately follows
that's what the Bach said. Yeah. Actually, the Bach said that the Marshal said that that's what the Maril was talking about. That's a Chumri Yisera. The Marshal said that.
That's common according to everyone in the community.
The Marshal says what I'm talking about. The Bach says is that really it's that people have a Kabbalah belief. Stam das Kabbalah belief.
But that's machlokes between everyone Agro and him and then everyone else.
The Agro and the Bach pass like the Maram and Maril. And
by many other things, we don't go. Kabbalah in Kabbalah.
Yeah, I mean the question here is Kabbalah, the times of Shabbos. So that you see that Machaber and Ramah say not that way.
Okay. Well, they contradict them or what?
Machaber and Ramah go like the Magen Mishnah.
No. Kabbalah's belief is not always Kabbalah, right?
We're talking in this type of stuff.
Okay.
It's not Kabbalah or like bringing something extra. Okay. Don't bring Kabbalah belief in other areas.
Is this so different?
It's a different discussion, yes. It's apples and oranges. He's connecting two same concepts.
Tanis and Shabbos.
No, that's Tanis and Shabbos. It's accepting things early.
Because we learn from Yom Kippur. We learn everything from Yom Kippur.
And so you have an adding on extra. That kind of Kabbalah. Right. Don't bring if a married Kabbalah believer either. Don't bring in your sugyas and shas over there.
What about
seriously, because it's you're right, there's a discussion, it's Kabbalah. That's not this talking about this. This is talking about the Ritzvah and others when they're comparing these two, it's because it's the same concept.
Right, because in other cases we don't know.
Yeah.
So what about
the Ritzvah also, by the way?
What?
They're only going to the sugyas as well.
I'm sure, but
as the Maram and the Maril and everyone else.
What about the Taras Nedori when say in the Taras Nedori we actually say that we're not going to we matrim Nedorim that we may accept after Mincha and so on unless it's Kabbalah's belief, right?
Whether or not it's Kabbalah's belief.
Hmm?
No, whether or not it's Kabbalah's belief. What are you talking about? Either whether it's Kabbalah's belief or not, we're matzer.
Yeah. So what's the base to say if you accept it with, even without the Kabbalah's beferish, Kabbalah's befer? If it is a nether, why don't we go mekel?
If it's Shabbos, I told you this last week. Well, not you. That when Mekabel Shabbos early, according to many, it's deraisa already.
Okay.
It's not derabanan.
No, it's fast, right? We're talking about fast.
Well, Yom Kippur is deraisa also.
Deraisa is okay, but again, we. So my question is very simple. Does the Atoras Nidorim apply? Does Nidorim apply to accepting the Yom Kippur early? If you do it belief without Kabbalah's Bepeh? Because it looks like it's kind of a nether, and does the Atoras Nidorim apply to it?
As he says, this is what
you could change your mind. Right.
Mischar Alash Nether Shvur Naziris.
Right.
Right. The Issa Vechem Rekon Kabbalah believe. But Kabbalah believe means that I decided I'm going to make every day.
But is this clause? Chutz
I decide to go to mikvah every day.
Uh-huh.
You decide to yourself. And you start going to mikvah. But you didn't.
And then one day
it's not talking this so yo.
Right.
It means you start going to mikvah. I want to make every day. That you can be matinadron.
Okay.
Not the Makabal Shabbos. Maybe Kutul Shabbos Shabbos the Eraisa.
This is even less. Less stringent. It should be less stringent because it's not like three times or
not. It's not a Shabbos in accepting a din the Eraisa on yourself. By the way, again, what is there is that the Ritzah holds that a Kabbalah bepeh without davening, the Rosh hold is not strong enough to bring it on full force.
Yeah, the problem I have is that there's Neder and the Isur Malacha. Because they're different, right?
Why you... There isn't Isur Malacha. When you're Makabal, you make early Shabbos in the summer. You can't do malacha. What are you talking about?
No, that is all right. But when it's implicit, Kabbalah's belief is implicit. You're finishing Siddam of Sekas, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to be refrained from malacha.
Right. So on Erev Yom Kippur. So on that, I wasn't doing Erev Yom Kippur. So
that's very hard to understand.
This is what he says. If hipsting what machilas of orim gabal yalchol lachzer lachol kol zman shalot kibal al hatimus. So again, the same appears in the Machaber. The ayin le'el tof kufran gimol dim kabbalah b'leiv havei kabbalah. So on that, it says ayin le'el, who quotes
Bachelagra.
Well, he quotes the Bachelagra, and he talks about that also, if you makabel yourself, it's makabel. So, but you're making a tanai, like by Ne'ilas Hasandal. You're not makabel. You know, if you're makabel at the whole fast, you can makabel the whole fast. You can makabel everything, of course you could. You
believe. Okay.
That's what most people do, by the way. They come to Shul Erev Yom Kippur, they come to Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is always before Shkia. We start, right? We're supposed to go Kol Nidre into Shkia. And they when the Kol Nidre starts, they think they're already in the fast. They haven't said Shechianu yet. They started the fast. The Makabel Belev. The Makabel Belev at that point. That's what happens.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shkoyach.